English 900, Book 5, Tape 3A, Talking About Things to Wear. Listen. What are you going to wear today? I'm going to wear my blue suit. Is that all right? I have two suits to send to the cleaners. I have some shirts to send to the laundry. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed. All my suits are dirty. I don't have anything to wear. You'd better wear a light jacket. It's chilly today. This dress doesn't fit me anymore. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers. These shoes are worn out. They've lasted a long time. I can't fasten this collar button. Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your work clothes. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again. I didn't notice you were wearing your new hat. Now, repeat. What are you going to wear today? I'm going to wear my blue suit. Is that all right? I have two suits to send to the cleaners. I have some shirts to send to the laundry. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed. All my suits are dirty. I don't have anything to wear. You'd better wear a light jacket. It's chilly today. This dress doesn't fit me anymore. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers. These shoes are worn out. They've lasted a long time. I can't fasten this collar button. Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your work clothes. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again. I didn't notice you were wearing your new hat. Intonation. Listen and repeat. What are you going to wear today? I'm going to wear my blue suit. Is that all right? I have two suits to send to the cleaners. I have some shirts to send to the laundry. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed. All my suits are dirty. I don't have anything to wear. You'd better wear a light jacket. It's chilly today. This dress doesn't fit me anymore. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers. These shoes are worn out. They've lasted a long time. I can't fasten this collar button. Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your work clothes. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again. I didn't notice you were wearing your new hat. Third study. Listen. 1. Where? What are you going to wear today?
She wore her blue dress yesterday.
What is Mr. Cooper wearing today? 2. Clean. Press. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed.
I'm cleaning the kitchen because it looks dirty.
She presses her skirts and cleans her dresses every week.
She cleans the house about 2 or 3 times a week.
3. Wash. Iron. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed.
She washes and irons the clothes every week.
Do you wash and iron shirts here? 4. Outgrow. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers.
He's growing fast. He outgrows all of his clothes in a very short time.
Have you outgrown your blue suit already?
I outgrew this pair of shoes in 3 months.
5. Fasten. I can't fasten this collar button.
He never fastens the top button of his shirt.
Would you please fasten your seatbelt?
Please wait. I haven't fastened my seatbelt yet.
6. Come in. My brother came in at 8 o'clock.
She comes in here every day at 3 o'clock.
Come in, please, and sit down. 7. Change. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again.
She changes her clothes 2 or 3 times a day.
You certainly haven't changed very much. You look the same.
The tire's flat. You'll have to change it.
8. Notice. Have you noticed anything new about me?
I should have noticed your new hat, I guess.
Did you notice the number of that house?
Notice how well this suit fits.
This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 3B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. What are you going to wear today?
What are you going to put on today?
Now, repeat. What are you going to wear today?
What are you going to put on today?
2. Listen. I'm going to wear my blue suit. Is that all right?
I'm going to wear my aqua skirt. Is that all right?
I'm going to wear my tuxedo. Is that all right?
I'm going to wear my skirt and blouse. Is that all right? I'm going to wear my new dress. Is that all right?
Now, repeat. I'm going to wear my blue suit. Is that all right?
I'm going to wear my aqua skirt. Is that all right?
I'm going to wear my tuxedo. Is that all right?
I'm going to wear my skirt and blouse. Is that all right? I'm going to wear my new dress. Is that all right?
3. Listen. I have 2 suits to send to the cleaners.
I have a dress to send to the cleaners.
I have a pair of slacks to send to the cleaners. Now, repeat. I have 2 suits to send to the cleaners.
I have a dress to send to the cleaners.
I have a pair of slacks to send to the cleaners. Four. Listen. I have some shirts to send to the laundry.
I have some underwear to send to the laundry.
I have shirts and socks to send to the laundry.
I have some dirty clothes to send to the laundry.
Now,
Repeat. I have some shirts to send to the laundry.
I have some underwear to send to the laundry.
I have shirts and socks to send to the laundry.
I have some dirty clothes to send to the laundry.
Five. Listen. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed.
You ought to have that coat taken up in the sleeves.
You ought to have that coat let down in the sleeves.
You ought to have that coat tailored to fit you.
Now, repeat. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed.
You ought to have that coat taken up in the sleeves.
You ought to have that coat let down in the sleeves.
You ought to have that coat tailored to fit you.
Six. Listen. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed.
I've got to get this dress washed and ironed.
I've got to get these clothes washed and ironed.
I've got to get these sheets and towels washed and ironed.
I've got to get these tablecloths washed and ironed.
I've got to get these linens washed and ironed.
Now, repeat. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed.
I've got to get this dress washed and ironed.
I've got to get these clothes washed and ironed.
I've got to get these sheets and towels washed and ironed.
I've got to get these tablecloths washed and ironed.
I've got to get these linens washed and ironed.
Seven. Listen. All my suits are dirty. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are wrinkled. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are too short. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are too small for me. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are out of style. I don't have anything to wear. Now, repeat. All my suits are dirty. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are wrinkled. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are too short. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are too small for me. I don't have anything to wear.
All my suits are out of style. I don't have anything to wear. Eight. Listen. You'd better wear a light jacket. It's chilly today.
You'd better wear a heavy jacket. It's cold today.
You'd better wear something warm. It's freezing today.
You'd better wear a lightweight suit. It's hot today.
You'd better wear a raincoat. It's rainy today.
You'd better wear gloves. It's below zero today.
Now, repeat. You'd better wear a light jacket. It's chilly today.
You'd better wear a heavy jacket. It's cold today.
You'd better wear something warm. It's freezing today.
You'd better wear a lightweight suit. It's hot today.
You better wear a raincoat. It's rainy today.
You better wear gloves. It's below zero today.
Nine. Listen.
This dress doesn't fit me anymore. This dress doesn't appeal to me anymore. This dress doesn't look good on me anymore.
Now, repeat.
This dress doesn't fit me anymore. This dress doesn't appeal to me anymore. This dress doesn't look good on me anymore.
Ten. Listen. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers.
I guess I've outgrown these old clothes.
I guess I've outgrown these swimming trunks.
I guess I've outgrown this bathing suit.
I guess I've outgrown these boots.
I guess I've outgrown my old house slippers.
I guess I've outgrown my bathrobe. Now, repeat. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers.
I guess I've outgrown these old clothes.
I guess I've outgrown these swimming trunks.
I guess I've outgrown this bathing suit.
I guess I've outgrown these boots.
I guess I've outgrown my old house slippers.
I guess I've outgrown my bathrobe. Eleven. Listen. These shoes are worn out. They've lasted a long time.
These shoes are worn out. I've worn them a long time.
These shoes are worn out. I've had them a long time.
These shoes are worn out. They've been used for a long time.
Now, repeat. These shoes are worn out. They've lasted a long time.
These shoes are worn out. I've worn them a long time.
These shoes are worn out. I've had them a long time.
These shoes are worn out. They've been used for a long time.
12. Listen. I can't fasten this collar button. Will you help me? I can't buckle this belt. Will you help me? I can't tie these shoestrings. Will you help me? I can't tie these shoelaces. Will you help me? I can't tie this tie. Will you help me? I can't unbutton this shirt. Will you help me? Now, repeat. I can't fasten this collar button. Will you help me? I can't buckle this belt. Will you help me? I can't tie these shoestrings. Will you help me? I can't tie these shoelaces. Will you help me? I can't tie this tie. Will you help me? I can't unbutton this shirt. Will you help me? Listen, why don't you get dressed now? Put on your work clothes.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your good clothes.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your shirt and tie.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your evening dress.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your white tie and tails.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your best suit.
Now, repeat. Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your work clothes.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your good clothes.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your shirt and tie.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your evening dress.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your white tie and tails.
Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your best suit.
Listen. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again.
My brother came in, undressed, and went to bed.
My brother came in, put on his best suit, and left for the party. Now, repeat. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again.
My brother came in, undressed, and went to bed.
My brother came in, put on his best suit, and left for the party. Now, repeat these sentences. 15. I didn't notice you were wearing your new hat.
I hadn't noticed that you were wearing your new hat.
It didn't occur to me that you were wearing your new hat.
I didn't realize you were wearing your new hat.
I hadn't realized you were wearing your new hat. Sixteen. You'd better wear something warm. It's cold today.
You should wear something warm. It's cold today.
You ought to wear something warm. It's cold today.
I suggest that you wear something warm. It's cold today.
Seventeen. These clothes are wrinkled. They need to be pressed.
These clothes are dirty. They need to be washed.
These clothes are too long. They need to be taken up.
These clothes are too short. They need to be let down.
Eighteen. These shoes are old. They're worn out.
These shoes are fairly new. They're in good condition.
This is the end of tape 3B, book 5, English 900. English 900, book 5, tape 3C, conversation, talking about things to wear. Dialogue 1. Listen. I don't know what to wear today. Is it going to be cold or warm?
It looks like it's going to rain today. You'd better take your raincoat.
I can't decide whether to wear my gray suit or the brown one.
Why don't you wear the gray one? It's not as heavy as the brown one. It may rain today, but it won't be very cold.
All right. What are you going to wear?
I think I'll wear my new jacket and dark blue trousers. And if I can borrow your blue tie, I'll wear that. I don't have a blue tie.
Of course you can have it. All of my shirts are at the laundry, so I borrowed one of yours. I was sure you wouldn't mind. Now, repeat. I don't know what to wear today. Is it going to be cold or warm?
It looks like it's going to rain today. You'd better take your raincoat.
I can't decide whether to wear my gray suit or the brown one.
Why don't you wear the gray one? It's not as heavy as the brown one. It may rain today, but it won't be very cold.
All right, what are you going to wear?
I think I'll wear my new jacket and dark blue trousers. And if I can borrow your blue tie, I'll wear that. I don't have a blue tie.
Of course you can have it. All of my shirts are at the laundry, so I borrowed one of yours. I was sure you wouldn't mind. Now, listen again. I don't know what to wear today. Is it going to be cold or warm?
It looks like it's going to rain today. You'd better take your raincoat.
I can't decide whether to wear my gray suit or the brown one.
Why don't you wear the gray one? It's not as heavy as the brown one. It may rain today, but it won't be very cold.
All right. What are you going to wear?
I think I'll wear my new jacket and dark blue trousers. And if I can borrow your blue tie, I'll wear that. I don't have a blue tie.
Of course you can have it. All of my shirts are the laundry, so I borrowed one of yours. I was sure you wouldn't mind.
Dialogue 2. Listen. What kind of dress are you looking for? Since it's getting warmer this time of year, I want something lightweight. What material do you think would be best? Let's see what there is. We can go to several stores. Personally, I like a cotton dress for spring. So do I, and I could wear it all summer, too. I want something I can use for a long time. What color would you like? Yellow or green would be good colors for you. Oh, I want a white dress. Are you sure? It's not a very practical color. It gets dirty so fast. I know, but I'm getting married on Saturday, and white is the traditional color for a wedding dress. Now, repeat. What kind of dress are you looking for? Since it's getting warmer this time of year, I want something lightweight. What material do you think would be best? Let's see what there is. We can go to several stores. Personally, I like a cotton dress for spring. So do I, and I could wear it all summer, too. I want something I can use for a long time. What color would you like? Yellow or green would be good colors for you. Oh, I want a white dress. Are you sure? It's not a very practical color. It gets dirty so fast. I know, but I'm getting married on Saturday, and white is the traditional color for a wedding dress.
Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. A lightweight suit is comfortable on a hot day.
I send dirty clothes to the laundry.
It's cloudy, so you better put on a raincoat today.
This wrinkled suit will have to be pressed.
My aqua skirt is the same color as my blouse.
If you're going to clean the basement, you better wear your work clothes.
I can't fasten this collar button. Will you help me?
Those swimming trunks are too small.
I didn't realize I had outgrown my bathing suit. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. The tailor who is on Main Street cleaned and pressed my coat.
The men who came to the party wore dress clothes.
My husband, who likes to be comfortable, wears slippers and a bathrobe in the house.
The man who forgot his jacket is chilly.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. These shoes, which are worn out, lasted for a long time.
This dress, which doesn't fit me anymore, doesn't look good.
These sleeves, which are too short, have to be let down.
This dress, which is too long, has to be taken up.
Exercise 6. Listen and repeat. My children's shoes are too small. They need larger ones.
My brother's dress suit is out of style. He borrowed mine.
The girl's dress was worn out. She needed a new one.
The woman's hat was new. She showed it to all her friends.
The man's clothes were dirty. He took them to the cleaners. Exercise 7. Listen and repeat. I need the suit which is in the cleaners.
The boy who needed new clothes went shopping.
English 900. Book 5. Tape 4A. Discussing different points of view. Listen. You have your point of view and I have mine. You approach it in a different way than I do. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. That's a liberal point of view. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart, after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. Now, repeat. You have your point of view, and I have mine. You approach it in a different way than I do. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. That's a liberal point of view. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart, after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. Intonation. Listen. And repeat. You have your point of view, and I have mine. You approach it in a different way than I do. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. That's a liberal point of view. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas.
I don't see any point in discussing the question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. Verb study. Listen. 1. Approach. You approach it in a different way than I do.
She approaches everything in a peculiar way.
When you approached the house, did you notice anything different?
We're approaching the river now.
2. Argue. Discuss. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair.
She always argues about everything.
Why are you arguing with me now?
He argued with me for 2 hours last night.
I don't see any point in discussing the question any further.
He discusses most of his problems with me.
Have you ever discussed this with anybody else? 3. Be entitled to. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion.
She's entitled to have her own opinion, isn't she?
They were entitled to have their own opinion. 4. Forgive. Please forgive me.
I've already forgiven you.
I hope he forgives me. I didn't mean to start an argument. 5. Mean to. I didn't mean to start an argument.
I hadn't meant to bother you.
So you think she means to start an argument?
I've been meaning to call you, but I've been busy.
6. Agree. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me?
She agrees with me most of the time.
He agreed with me at first, then he changed his mind.
I'm agreeing with you now, but I may change my mind later.
7. Resolve. We should be able to resolve our differences.
They resolved their differences and became good friends again.
How did he resolve his problem?
I resolved.
This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 4B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. You have your point of view and I have mine.
You have your viewpoint and I have mine.
You have your belief and I have mine.
You have your opinion and I have mine.
You have your ideas and I have mine. Now, repeat. You have your point of view and I have mine.
You have your viewpoint and I have mine.
You have your belief and I have mine.
You have your opinion and I have mine.
You have your ideas and I have mine. 2. Listen. You approach it in a different way than I do.
You view it in a different way than I do.
You look at it in a different way than I do.
You conceive of it in a different way than I do.
You visualize it in a different way than I do. Now, repeat. You approach it in a different way than I do.
You view it in a different way than I do.
You look at it in a different way than I do.
You conceive of it in a different way than I do.
You visualize it in a different way than I do. 3. Listen. Are you being fair? Have you listened to both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you considered both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you thought over both sides of the question? Now, repeat. Are you being fair? Have you listened to both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you considered both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you thought over both sides of the question? Four. Listen. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being stubborn.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being narrow-minded.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being impractical.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being childish. Now, repeat. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being stubborn.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being narrow-minded.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being impractical.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being childish. 5. Listen. That's a liberal point of view.
That's a conservative point of view.
That's a radical point of view.
That's a selfish point of view.
That's a narrow point of view. Now, repeat. That's a liberal point of view.
That's a conservative point of view.
That's a radical point of view.
That's a selfish point of view.
That's a narrow point of view. 6. Listen. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas.
He seems to have a lot of funny ideas.
He seems to have a lot of peculiar ideas.
He seems to have a lot of bright ideas.
He seems to have a lot of clever ideas.
He seems to have a lot of practical ideas.
Now, repeat. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas.
He seems to have a lot of funny ideas.
He seems to have a lot of peculiar ideas.
He seems to have a lot of bright ideas.
He seems to have a lot of clever ideas.
He seems to have a lot of practical ideas.
Seven. Listen. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further.
I don't see any point in considering the question any further.
I don't see any point in arguing the question any further.
I don't see any point in debating the question any further.
Now, repeat. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further.
I don't see any point in considering the question any further.
I don't see any point in arguing the question any further.
I don't see any point in debating the question any further.
Eight. Listen. What alternative do I have?
What choice do I have?
What other choice do I have? Now, repeat. What alternatives do I have?
What choice do I have?
What other choice do I have? 9. Listen. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion.
Everyone has a right to his own opinion.
Everyone deserves the right to his own opinion. Now, repeat. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion.
Everyone has a right to his own opinion.
Everyone deserves the right to his own opinion. 10. Listen. There are always two sides to everything.
There are always two sides to every argument.
There are always several different points of view.
There are always differences in people's viewpoints.
Now, repeat. There are always two sides to everything.
There are always two sides to every argument.
There are always several different points of view.
There are always differences in people's viewpoints.
11. Listen. We have opposite views on this.
We have conflicting views on this.
We have widely different views on this.
We have opposing views on this.
Now, repeat. We have opposite views on this.
We have conflicting views on this.
We have widely different views on this.
We have opposing views on this.
12. Listen. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a long discussion.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a debate.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a quarrel.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a conflict.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a fight.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a riot.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a revolution.
Now, repeat. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a long discussion.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a debate.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a quarrel.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a conflict.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a fight.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a riot.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a revolution.
Thirteen. Listen. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you on my side?
I must know your opinion. Do you disagree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you for or against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you in agreement with me?
I must know your opinion. Do you more or less agree with me? Now, repeat. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you on my side?
I must know your opinion. Do you disagree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you for or against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you in agreement with me?
I must know your opinion. Do you more or less agree with me? 14. Listen. What point are you trying to make?
What point are you trying to prove?
What point are you trying to get across?
What point are you trying to put across?
Now, repeat. What point are you trying to make?
What point are you trying to prove?
What point are you trying to get across?
What point are you trying to put across?
15. Listen. Our views are not so far apart after all.
Our views are not so close together after all.
Our views are not so much alike after all.
Our views are not so widely different after all.
Now, this is the end of tape 4B, book 5, English 900. English 900, book 5, tape 4C, conversation, discussing different points of view. Listen, do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art, not any of it?
That's right. I don't understand it and I don't like it.
That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it?
Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist.
Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that.
I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine.
I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them.
Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him.
Then he should keep his feelings to himself.
Now, repeat. Do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art, not any of it?
That's right. I don't understand it and I don't like it.
That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it?
Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist.
Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that.
I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine.
I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them.
Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him.
Then he should keep his feelings to himself.
Now, you say Joan's part. Do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art? Not any of it? That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it? I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist. I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine. Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him. Now, you say Fred's part.
That's right. I don't understand it, and I don't like it. Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious. Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that. I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them. Then he should keep his feelings to himself.
Now, listen again. Do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art? Not any of it?
That's right. I don't understand it, and I don't like it.
That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it?
Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist.
Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that.
I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine.
I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them.
Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him.
Then he should keep his feelings to himself. Participation drills. Drill one. Listen and repeat.
Doesn't he have strange ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so strange to me.
Doesn't he have funny ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so funny to me.
Doesn't he have peculiar ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so peculiar to me.
Doesn't he have bright ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so bright to me.
Doesn't he have clever ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so clever to me.
Doesn't he have practical ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so practical to me. Drill two. Listen and repeat.
Don't you see my point of view?
Certainly. Of course I see your point of view.
Don't you see my view?
Certainly. Of course I see your view.
Don't you see my argument?
Certainly. Of course I see your argument.
Don't you see my problem?
Certainly. Of course I see your problem.
Don't you see my side of the argument?
Certainly. Of course I see your side of the argument. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat.
Viewpoints.
We do not agree. We have conflicting viewpoints.
Agreement.
Our points of view are close together. We are more or less in agreement.
conservatives.
The liberals' opinion did not agree with the conservatives.
Side.
I must know if you're on my side.
Argument.
You are entitled to your opinion. I do not wish to start an argument.
Conflict.
If you agree with me, there is no reason for a conflict. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. You have your opinion, and they have theirs.
The speaker had his point of view, and I had mine.
Just as you have a right to your ideas, we have a right to ours.
I presented my beliefs, and he presented his.
If you'll think about my viewpoint, I'll consider yours.
The man and woman were able to settle their quarrel, but his views were different from hers.
We are entitled to our own opinions.
They finally resolved their differences.
She presented her point of view.